Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
As so many headlines and stories remind us, spiritual leaders are not immune to sexual temptation, and the internet has compounded the problem. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Professor and ministry leader Michael Cusick knows the struggle and also knows the freedom of restoration. He talked with guest hosts Bill Arnold and George Frazier about his book, Surfing for God, Discovering the Divine Desire Beneath Sexual Struggle. George asked Michael about the continuing struggle that addiction represents.
Bill and I work with a lot of addicts, Michael, and we see cross-addiction. A guy might quit drinking, but, you know, he'll gamble a little bit and a little porn is okay. And the cycle never really stops, and we might have stopped a behavior, but we didn't develop a deep relationship with God. And these things you're talking about, it's ongoing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is about long-term transformation. And that's the beauty of the 12 steps that you guys talk so much about in your recovery program, is that it's not about just, okay, I stopped that and I'm done. But the 12 steps really are a pattern of transformation, with the 12th one being, now I have experienced transformation and now I'm going to pass it on to others. I'm going to give back. I'm going to do, like, you know, what 2 Timothy 2:2 talks about everything you've heard me teach in public, you should pass on to reliable men who can pass it on to others. And that's how ministries have grown. That's how the 12 steps have grown. And we sometimes do ourselves a tremendous disservice by thinking that change in the Christian life should happen far more quickly. You know, Jesus, especially when people were humble and broken, as opposed to proud and religious and having it all together, Jesus had infinite patience and mercy for people as he invited them to live their lives differently. And I think that's one of the things we can do, is all because we're in Christ, we can take a deep breath and say, once I'm on that path to change and not just messing around trying to change the surface behavior, that there's lots and lots of grace and compassion to be human over time. And the prayer then becomes, instead of help me to stop porn, God, make me whole, make my heart whole, which is the promise of Isaiah 61, to bind up the broken heart, to set captives free. And then in the place of our deepest shame, which is represented all throughout the book of Isaiah as the oaks where the Israelites would go and worship foreign gods that included all kinds of sexual immoral behavior, along comes God speaking through Isaiah, and in Isaiah 61, verse 4, he says, I'm going to make you oaks of righteousness to display my splendor. So the metaphor is an oak up until chapter 61 is that of unrighteousness and immorality and sexual addiction. And he says, in that very place of shame and disobedience, I will glorify myself. Mm. And that takes a decision, but it also takes a lifetime.